Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds, where our biggest challenger is actually ourselves. Mind games.
We like to think of him as our personal trainer for the mind. This is Maris, our resident psychologist. Maris, this week, we know exercise is good for our bodies. How important is it for our minds?
There's been a really big push recently in terms of mental health treatment, and that's not just in terms of people with depression, but actually positive mental health as well, people that could stand to be a little bit happier, and I think we can all stand to be a little bit happier. They're finding that exercise is a really, really key ingredient in that. We all in our modern society run the risk of having quite sedentary lifestyles where we sit around a lot, we sit on the train, we sit on the bus, we sit down at work, and we sit down in the car. So we don't get a lot of physical exercise, and that has a direct impact on our mood. What they're finding is that, you know, half an hour of exercise up to three times a week, it can really, really lift people's moods. And the benefits, there's a number of reasons why. One, anything beyond 20 minutes of moderately strenuous exercise helps the body to release endorphins, which are, you know, nature's feel-good chemicals, so we all feel good after a good run or a brisk walk. But then in other ways as well, we get outside. We get some fresh air, we get some sunshine, and that's another thing that's been found to be really, really beneficial. Quite often when we exercise, we're doing social things. We're going for a walk with the girls, or we're meeting, you know, we're going for a walk with our partner, or we're taking the kids down to the park. So there's a social component to that as well. Generally, we have to try and put it into our routine, so our routine changes a little bit. And then there's other added benefits as well, like you sleep better. If you sleep better, then you're more positive and you're happier. You feel better about yourself, and everybody likes that. So exercise is a really, really important thing, and you needn't be running marathons. You just need to try and fit in, much like the heart disease people say, you know, at least half an hour three times a week is enough to feel the benefits. And one suggestion for some of this as well is rather than try and add something else to an already crammed routine, because most people have that these days as well, try and alter the routine a little bit to incorporate a little bit of walking. So go for a walking lunch in the day and get out of the office and get in half an hour's walk and sit in a park and have some lunch. And again, you get a lot of benefits from that. Walk the kids to school. Try and, if you can, if you're able to, walk to work. Do family activities outside rather than going to the movies or going 10-pin bowling. Go and kick a ball around in a park. It's all ways of just getting that little bit more exercise in your routine.